Item 4, announcements from the Mayor. I have circulated details of my upcoming events for you to note in your diaries. And the two immediate fundraising events are those of the fabulous fish and chip supper to be held at the Greenough Centre in Shepperton on Friday the 26th of July. There'll be live entertainment and dancing, which is sure to make the evening more fun. And of course, as always, there will be a raffle. The second event is my fundraising barbecue at the Runnymede Hotel and Spa from 1 o'clock on the afternoon of Sunday the 4th of August, which promises a wide selection of barbecue, salads, lovely desserts, and some wonderful entertainment, and of course, another raffle. So everybody's more than welcome to join me, bring your family and friends. Children are especially welcome at the barbecue afternoon, and there's plenty of entertainment there for them as well. And now we've set up an online booking and payment system on the website, where you can go into events and click on the Mayor, see what events are coming up, and see how you can book and pay for them. A couple of things I just wanted to mention on that. The Mayor is an apolitical position, and the role is to do work for all of the borough. So just to let you all know that I'm happy to attend any events that you think might be worthwhile for residents in your wards. Things like charity AGMs, competitions, giving out prizes, lots of schools I've visited, local associations, sports days, etc. So if any of you have got some people that you think would enjoy having the Mayor attend the event, please do ask, and if I can, I'd be more than happy to come along. And also, if you feel that you've got any organisations who, like so many in our borough, do some great things for our community, volunteers who give of their time and their skills, if you've got some groups like that who you feel would really, benefit from a little bit of funding, in addition to my main charities, I can have supplementary smaller charities that I'm more than happy for councillors to nominate that may benefit from some funds that hopefully we'll be able to raise during the year. Just another thing as well, there's two initiatives going on at the moment, and one is around looking to nominate and reward exceptional volunteers in our borough. So if any of you know of anybody that really goes over and above in their efforts in the volunteering field, if you would like to let us know something about that person, we'd be happy to put them forward to see if they might qualify for an award. And also the same applies to what they're calling a deserving youth. A lot of young people, again, do so much good work. Maybe it's caring for family members, that sort of thing. But again, if there's somebody there you really think would deserve an award, again, do let us know. Thank you. The councillors will recall that there's now a new procedure for declaring gifts and hospitality. This was agreed by council in February for implementation after the May elections and after training was offered to all councillors. Following the May election and the induction of the new members, all councillors were offered training on the new process, and this took place on the 27th of June. So hopefully everyone's familiar with the responsibilities of councillors under the new policy. The Gifts and Hospitality book is on the table outside this meeting. If you have received any gifts or hospitality since the May elections, then you must ensure that you've made the correct declaration. Records will be published on the website every month from the end of July. This gift and hospitality book will be available at all council meetings, as will a copy of the policy. A reminder for councillors to complete declarations will now feature on all future agendas. If any member missed the training but wishes to catch up, or they have any questions, then by all means please speak to our monitoring officer, Michael Graham. Thank you.